This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I had to get the leaf bag out of my hand. Get the microphone over here. There we go. Well, welcome into the Auto World Plaza, folks. I'm sitting in the Greasy Garage studio with a bag of leaves. Why not? It's that tis the season, huh? The smell of leaves. Oh, yes. Maybe you've been burning leaves, raking leaves, blowing leaves, just gathering leaves, getting them away from your front door so you can get in. Here pretty soon you'll be gathering with your snow shovel snow. Whatever you're gathering, I'm glad you're here with me each and every week on Auto World. Auto World is a show that is interactive, informative on all things automotive, folks. Your coupons never expire here at Auto World. Costs nothing, and your coupons are always good. Some days we might want, some days, and depends on which hour, because Auto World is 3 hours, and one of those hours, sometimes we take your coupon and give you double the coupon back. Good to have you along. Make sure your steel-toed boots are intact, and you've got safety glasses on, and you might just throw a breath mint in, because we are really on fire today. Looks like the track temperature, which in this case, in the radio business, it's an internet business here. Audio business, that's a microphone temperature. Looks like it's 99 degrees and going up. Oh, yeah, we're getting warmed up now. Good to have you along. I'm sitting in my Dodge Viper chair. Good to be with you and you, for you, literally, taking the time out of your life to join me each and every week. And you can be part of the show, which you are the show. You're the star of the show. Each and every one of you are. Our phone number here, well, since 1992, that's roughly, what is that, 9 years ago, over 4,500 hours behind the microphone. Auto World has been here for you. You've been here for Auto World. You and I are going to go down into the future together. If it's gas cars, diesel cars, hydrogen cars, electric EV cars, BEV cars, doesn't matter. We're going to go down the road together each and every week, right here on Auto World. You can join me by using your telephone. Take the telephone out, cell phone, use it as a microphone, and let me know your opinion. I know you have one of whatever might be on your mind when it comes to $7.5 billion they're trying to pass, the president's trying to pass on EV charging stations that's going to be scattered throughout the United States. And how to get a hold of me right now? Easy. Get a hold of me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's the email address. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Facebook, Mark Evans is the address. Take a look. Got some great pictures up there. Got a picture of a whole bunch of charging stations, by the way, right there. And a couple more photos you might be interested in. One of them, you got to go over. I don't want to spoil the photo, but said something about snow tires. Go over and take a look. Take a look at the photo there on Mark Evans, the Facebook page, my Facebook page. And I welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. And, of course, there's one person involved at all times here to make you sound good. Make me sound good. Axelrod Alex. He's always greasing the axle to make sure that GCN 2800 mixer machine, oh yeah, this sound makes you sound good. 855-660-4261. I threw the question of the week out for you folks there that were listening on the first hour. And the folks here on the second hour, you can, you know, please do help us answer it. The question of the week. How many gas filling stations are there in the United States? How many gas filling stations are there in the United States? Now, with that said, think about the town, well, Maui. Think about Maui. You've been over there in Maui. How about you folks over the Virgin Islands? How many filling stations do you have versus Orange County in California? You know, Los Angeles? Yes, they make up for what you don't have. How about Alaska? How about Montana, a little town of Bozeman, Montana, where my uncle's sitting. Broadcaster himself is retired years ago. He's sitting back, relaxing now. Probably smoking a cigar instead of having a microphone in his mouth. How many filling stations are there in your town? In all the towns. Pick a number. Give me a call. 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Today here on the second hour, I'm going to give you and share with you some of the items and things that's happened. We're going to highlight a couple women that are involved with the SEMA show, S-E-M-A, that happened this last week down in Las Vegas. 2021, what's C-E-M-A? C-S-S-E-M-A, Mark, S-E-M-A, Specialty Equipment Market Association. What that is, folks, is over a million square feet. In the convention center, of course. And outside the convention center, they have drifting going on. They show cars. Basically, what this is where all the manufacturers and vendors, the companies themselves, spend all year long to build a car, build a vehicle, build whatever that might be to highlight their product. And once that product gets on that car, that vehicle, and gets highlighted, then media and people get in, go in. They look at it. They get the crowd's opinion on it, and this is where they debut that product. I remember the day that I, way back when, in 96, I was at SEMA, and they debuted a beautiful 59 Cadillac convertible. It was gorgeous inside and out. Now, money's not an object with these companies. They put it all into this because this is where it's debuting this product. It had night vision on this 59 Cadillac, and it was just beautiful. The car, not only that, but night vision, I could see everything just fine at night. So we do, that's what SEMA is, Specialty Equipment Market Associations. Of course, big deals go down there, a lot of big deals go down with each and every one of these companies. So there's a lot more things coming, but first and foremost, I want to share some highlights with you, and let's share a highlight right now. In fact, Jay Leno was there. And he hosted and was making fun of a Ford Mustang that was built custom for Keith Urban there, a country western singer, of course. And so Jay Leno presented him with that. A lot of things happened there. I'm going to share with you throughout this hour and the third hour, too, about some more things that happened there. And, of course, two women are involved with automotive. Makes me warm and fuzzy to feel that because there's a lot of, mostly it's been a male organization called Automotive, but females are involved in a big, big way. And I appreciate you females and women there being involved. So, here on the second hour, of course, I'm going to dig into the email bag. In fact, let's just go into the email bag right now. There it is. Delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210. He's a gentleman that's out in his Datsun B210 looking for all kinds of news at all times. He's not in the studio with me at all. He's gone. I sent him he's out there looking in that Datsun B210. Here's an email now. Looks like I can maybe read it if I can dig in. I got too many of them here. Okay. There's one. I had to dig into the bag and get an email. There, I got it. Okay. Looks like I can read it on the air. If you do not want me to read your email live on the air, then just say, no, do not read my email live on the air. But I will still help you. And with that, I will always help you. And I've got a few of you I didn't get to this last week on the email side. I will get to you come before Tuesday, okay? So we'll get your car fixed. I do know I have an email there that they said that was in the dealership, and they wanted to ask me a few questions about that. But no rush, so we take the 911 emails and get you fixed right away. Here's an email, and this email says, "Hi, Mark. I enjoy your program. Thank you. Listen to you on the AM station here in Salt Lake City, Utah." Well, let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to our great affiliate there in Salt Lake City, the Valley of Salt Lake City. That shout-out, KBJA AM 1640, Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Salt Lake City, Utah. Everyone in between that whole valley, hello. Good to have you along on KBJA AM 1640. Do appreciate you letting me know that. Okay, on with the email. He says, "I have a little problem with a water coolant leak in my Ford Explorer. No one can find it. I've had it to three shops now." Oh, we got to take a short break. We'll come back. This is a female. Yes, Amy. Good to have you along in Salt Lake City. We'll come back and help Amy with her Ford Explorer and more right here from the Greasy Garage Studio for you, our loyal listeners. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Drummer there. I'm sure they weren't drag racing when he was playing the drums. Hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World from the Auto World Plaza live in Boise, Idaho, where the microphone temperature is now 104. That's a lot of hot air. Okay, I have that question of the week out, and that is, the question of the week here on Auto World is, how many gas filling stations are there in the United States? How to answer that, of course, is my phone number here on Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network, 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now let's go to Ocala, Florida, and talk to Sonny. Hi, Sonny. Welcome into Auto World.
Hi, Mark. You know, you're asking about how many gas stations there are, and I don't think anybody really knows.
And it's scary.
In the past 2 years, they've put in about 7 of them in the area where I live in Shop.
So, what brands are they, Sonny? What brands of gas?
They don't seem to have the brands anymore. They have like Circle K, a whole bunch of different people. Huawei is another one. They're relatively new where I live. That's a Pennsylvania company. But the one place I go is like a Circle K. It sells Shell gas.
Yes,
it's unbelievable. You know, you don't really know what kind of gas you're getting because it's all delivered by, you know, big tank trucks to these stations. But I can tell you, they're coming in. They're growing here like mushrooms in a lawn. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what?
I do have a question.
You bet.
I have a car. It's 18 years old, 37,000 miles on it. I'm thinking I should go out there and just keep maintaining it because of the price of the new cars today have more than doubled, for crying out loud.
They have.
You know, as much as I'd like to have a newer car, the only reason why I'd even think about it is because my car is a 2003, and they built them low to the ground. I have a hard time getting in and out of them. But other than that, the car rides beautiful. It's plenty of get up and go, and it's quiet. It's no rattles.
Good car. What kind of car is it, Sonny?
It's a 2003 Mercury Sable Wagon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You bet. That's a good little car. Sable was built, and the Sable worked real well. It has a V6 in it, and you probably get pretty good gas mileage with it too.
Yeah, 28 miles to the gallon on the highway.
Oh wow, that's good. That's good.
I haven't been on the highway too much lately.
Yeah, yeah.
Being
but you mentioned
senior citizen. But I'm saying to myself, I'd sure like to buy a new car, but I'm not going to spend $50,000 or more when you figure in taxes and all that other stuff for a new car. And that's the ones I've been looking at are not even top of the line. They're like mid range.
Yeah, yeah. Are you thinking maybe EV, electric car, maybe, in the future for yourself?
No, no way.
You don't want that electric, huh?
Oh, I guess they're okay. I mean, look, it was 1898 through 1904. Manhattan had more electric cars than they had horses.
Absolutely. Yep. That started way back when, didn't it, electric cars?
Yeah, that was... and then the other thing was that... with the automobiles they had there, they were all basically hand crank start. So the woman in the house wanted to go out to the stores and shop. They couldn't crank that thing to get it started. So that brought in the influx of electric cars, like the Baker and there's another one. I forget the name now. I think with a C or a W. But the thing is, you just get them, and they drove all over Manhattan with them. I keep wondering myself, a lot of homes back in the late 1800s, the only thing electrical in there was maybe the elevator and the emergency lighting for the exits.
Yeah, it was just all kerosene lamp.
Still had gas lighting in the houses.
Yeah. What was your first car, Sonny?
A 1957 Chevy.
Oh, yeah. Bel Air. I like that. Oh, Bel Air. Yeah, what color?
With the Continental kit, the skirts, dual exhaust.
Oh, good car. Good car. Was it the
383 V8. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Green?
No problems with that car. And the same thing with this, my Sable. I just maintain it, And that's it. I never had anything really go wrong with the car in 18 years.
Yeah. And you said it only had 37,000 miles?
Yeah. Well, it used to be the over-the-road car to Grandma's house and stuff like that. And I got another little car. It's a Pontiac Vibe, which they don't make anymore either.
No, that's a rare one.
I have like about 100,000 on that now. But that's the grocery getter. It's a get-around-town car.
Yeah, that's your vibe for the day, huh? You get a vibe and go get a vibe. You bet. Absolutely. Well, you're not... am I saying your town right? Ocala, Florida?
Yes Ocala, okay, now, Florida.
And what is that close to? What big city is that close to?
Well, we're between Daytona and... Gainesville.
Gainesville, okay. That's where Big Daddy Don Garlitz lives, the famous
guy. Oh, actually, he's got his Don Garlitz Museum is in Ocala.
Oh, okay. And, I've never been.
I've been there a couple of times, and it's quite a museum to take in. It's not super big, but it's loaded with all kinds of stuff. A lot of the cars he actually... raced, because he was a big, big drag racer.
Absolutely. Good, great mechanic, too. I watched him in the pit area many, many times when I had a souvenir company, Sonny, back in the day for American Hot Rod Association, and Don liked to park next to me there with our big trailer when we had our inventory in our trailer, and he had his race car, of course. But anyway, it was good times, good times. Well, Sonny, I appreciate you calling Auto World, and hey, what's your number on the filling stations real quick?
6 million.
6 million. Oh, well, not quite that many. Hey, hang on, hold on, Sonny. I want to get your address again, too, so I can send you out some good gifts here, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Sonny, for calling. Appreciate it. That's how you do it, folks.
Thank you. Enjoy your program.
Thank you, Sonny. Enjoy having you here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Former Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas and GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole has died at the age of 98, according to his family. Dole ran for president three times, including against incumbent Bill Clinton in 1996.
I've never been prouder in my life than to have been the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
The senator announcing earlier this year he was being treated for advanced lung cancer. Cases of the new coronavirus variant confirmed now in nearly a third of the United States. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky tells ABC's This Week the number is expected to grow.
We know it's in, as of last night, about 15 states. We know we have, several dozen cases, and we're following them closely, and we are every day hearing about more and more probable cases.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Up, put some petrol in it. That's the question of the week here this week on Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. The question of the week is, as like Sonny just answered, thank you, Sonny. Sonny from Florida, his guess is 6 million filling stations. The question of the week is, how many gas filling stations are there in the United States? Now, Sonny said 6 million, a little bit high. Not quite that many, but that Sunny too. I got your address. We're going to send you out some great gifts. And 37,000 miles on a 2003 Mercury Sable. Wow! I need to get out there to Florida and help you drive that, Sunny. Exercise it some. Denise just emails me in here from Oklahoma City. She's listening to us on 99.7 FM. That means a shout out. Woo! A shout-out to our great affiliate, Oklahoma City, of course, KNAH, 99.7 FM, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Norman, Oklahoma. Good to have you folks along live all 3 hours. Good to have you here. 2 hours, excuse me. Good to have you along. Denise, she says, the number for the filling station is 1 million filling stations. Oh, well, that's a little bit lower than 6 million, what Sonny guessed, but not quite that many, believe it or not. Denise, send me an email address back that I can send you out some great gifts along with Sonny's gifts. And if you have anything special in mind, just let me know. Sonny, you're going to get a special gift, too, that's added to the detail package I like to send out, which is detailed, you know, for inside, outside your car, and, you know, maybe a upholstery cleaner, things like that, too. But the smell, oh, yeah, maybe I got something to make it smell brand new for both of you. Thanks, Denise, appreciate it. That's how you do it, folks. So the email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the greased-up axle that he axed to grease it every week, of course. Axelrod Alex, 855-660-4261. Since 1992, the number hasn't been changed. Now, let's get back to help. It's Amy. I pulled her email out of the email bag here to the left of me. It's still sitting there. I kind of look like Santa Claus with that email bag, by the way. Kind of gave you a visual. I'll start all over with Amy's. She's emailing us out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Hi, Mark. I enjoy your program. Listen to you on our AM station here in Salt Lake City. And that is a shout-out to KBJA AM 1640. And that's the whole entire valley. That's awesome. Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Salt Lake City, Utah. Good to be down in the Utah area with you. Thanks, Amy. She says, I have a little problem with a water coolant leak in my Ford Explorer. No one can find it. I've had it to three shops now. They all say no leaks were found. I'm lost in what to do next, Mark. Just keep putting coolant in it until it blows up? Can you help me? Thanks in advance, Amy in Salt Lake City, Utah. Good to have you along, Amy. Appreciate it. It's good to go to Florida, from Florida all the way to Salt Lake City, folks, and good to have you along with me to do that. It's a long drive, but it didn't take us but a couple seconds. Just through electronics. Amy, here's what's going on. First, a couple more things I want you to check with your Ford Explorer. Okay, I know you've been to three shops, as you stated in your email. No leak is found. Well, there's more than two, but we've got to make sure there's no white steam coming out of the exhaust pipe, Amy. First thing in the morning when you start it up, if you can, have a neighbor, or, you know, a friend or whoever, your husband or whoever your significant other help you. Have them start it up. You go stand behind the vehicle and look for white steam. If you see white steam originally when you first start it up, now, a couple things in Salt Lake City, you're getting cold now, okay? So you are sucking in the air through the... You're not. The Ford Explorer is sucking the air through the air intake. If it's cold and brisk and a little bit foggy in the morning, you're sucking in that barometer, which is moisture. You're going to see white steam. So you might not be able to do this right now, this time of year, this first thing in the morning. Start it up, get it up to operating temperatures, etc., for about 20 minutes of driving around. Maybe by the time you leave work, if you're not working at home and you leave your house and go to work, it'll be warm. Shut it down. Go in the office. Ask a coworker to come back out 10 minutes later. Have them stand behind the vehicle. You stand behind the vehicle. Have somebody start it up. Look for white steam. If you see white steam, that's where your coolant's going. You've got a blown head gasket and or cracked head. It's sucking in coolant, burning it in the combustion chamber and throwing it out the exhaust pipe. That's one. Number two would be a weep hole at the bottom of your water pump, Amy. It's basically that weep hole's there for when the water pump seal on the shaft there. That's where the clutch fan is hooked to on the end of the water pump. When the serpentine belt spins the water pump to basically circulate coolant through the engine, that weep hole's designed when the seal goes bad, it leaks out the little weep hole, dripping down the water pump, causing it to show you a puddle underneath the vehicle, which you do not have. Because you've had it to three, as you said in your email, shops. They don't see a puddle. They don't see a leak. So what's going on with the weep hole, this is common, Amy, is that it's seeping out so slow that the cast iron water pump is basically evaporating the coolant off of it before it gets a chance to get to the ground. That's the second thing. Now, what I like to do, I have a little dental mirror. Little bitty dental mirror, you know, and say, ah, you know, you go into the mouth of somebody. No, I'm not a dentist, but the dentist did give me some mirrors. Little bitty dental mirror, and I get up on top of that step again, put my ribs on your radiator, lay down there for a little bit, get the mirror down in there, get the flashlight down in there, get that mirror down there underneath that pulley fan there where that water pump is, and I look to see if I see any trace at all. Of like a snail. We all have, you know, ooh, that slug. Ugh, yuck. Yes, but you know that slug that we have going down the sidewalk early mornings leaves a little trail. You'll see a slug trail coming down the water pump. Boom. That's all the shops have got to look for, Amy, is that little slug trail, that evidence of antifreeze leaking. And that's where your antifreeze is leaking. Now, let's go to the radiator quick. You do have an aluminum radiator with plastic tanks on it, one on the right, one on the left, as you're standing in front of the vehicle, that Ford Explorer. The aluminum tank is crimped to plastic tanks. Do they heat and cool at the same time? No, not. So, you've got a seam probably leaking, so I want you to get up and look down the throat, literally, of each of the seams on both sides of that radiator and see if you see if they're wet. If the seam where that aluminum is crimped to the plastic is a little bit damp, wet looking, it should be dry looking, you have a radiator out. Three things. Exhaust, water pump, radiator. We'll get you fixed right here on Auto World. Amy, thank you. Appreciate you emailing us live from Salt Lake City. It's in the email bag. Your email came in on Thursday. I'm glad I got the staffs out and pulled it out to help you. That's what it's all about. Send me an address. I got some goodies for you. Coming out of the 52 Lincoln Continental trunk that has had a new, the staff said, stop sending everybody wet gifts. We got to get a new weather seal strip mark for the trunk. So I said, all right, I'll splurge. Here's $18. Then we got a new seal and your gifts will be dried. Amy, appreciate it. Send me an email address and we'll get those gifts sent out to you. And now, let's get to another trivia question before we get to what General Motors is spending. Here's a trivia question for all of us. What car sold more than 1 million units in 1965 and is setting a record that still stands today? Let's make it easy for all of you. Multiple guests. The Wildcat. That's the Buick Wildcat. The Pontiac GTO, the Ford Thunderbird, or the Chevrolet Impala. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We're going to take a short break. I think I'm going to grab me a... Well, yeah, I am going to grab some Reese's Pieces. We'll be right back after I get all sugared up.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Actually, overall, you might not realize how low it really is. And with that, think about, you know, Maui, of course, Honolulu. Do they have a lot of the gas sticks sticking up? The Montana. How about Wyoming? How many of those gas sticks do you see sticking up in the Wyoming area? Well, there you are. Well, here on the second hour, I wanted to share with you some of the 2021 SEMA special. Specialty Equipment Market Association things that happened here this last week in Las Vegas. And we're going to get to, of course, the Truck of Texas. Who is the winner? Also, but one of the things here at SEMA that was part of it was the largest collection of Chip Foose's cars, built vehicles that he did featured in a special corral there at Las Vegas. More than 50 off-road racing vehicles also was on display there at SEMA. So SEMA is part of a million square feet, and that means that, well, these vendors, these companies come together to figure out what they should do. They spend all year, some of them spend more than a year, 4 to 5 years, before they are basically qualified to bring their product and their car that they build. It takes years and, of course, a lot of money to bring it to SEMA, Las Vegas, to share it with everybody else and see how much of a highlight it is and see how well we accept it. And if it's accepted, then they put it on the market. And, of course, then we all start buying it. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So coming up also on the third hour, coming your way, we're going to have a word with Mark. That's a brand new segment. Yes, a word with Mark. And more emails coming your way. The future of custom vehicles, though, folks, is coming your way. But first and foremost, I got a lot of emails. I want to share another email with you. I'm going to climb into the email bag. But most of all, you're the star of the show. Be a part of the show by calling 855-660-4261 or email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now let's go into the email bag over here to the left. Maybe reach over and get my email. There it is. I'm going to dig deep. Some of these emails I didn't get to help you guys through the week, and we'll get you all fixed by Tuesday of this week. Guarantee it. This one, if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just say no, but please still help me. And I want to do a shout-out, too, to each and every one of you. If you need help, I'm an ASC-certified master technician that's 45 years in it, and this is all free. Not only listening to Auto World, of course, but I want to shout-out to each and every one of you. I can help consult with you and your shop. Tire shop, detail shop, repair shop, transmission shop, body shop. Yes, certified in all those areas. ASC, Automotive Service Excellence Certification. And I can help you, and it's got no cost. I can help, be kind of like the third party there if you'd like to email me and give me the shop name, phone number, and all that. Or if you want me to email them, if you don't understand something, the bill, the cost, just give me a holler. And also, too, I want to holler out. Amy emailed us here right before the break from Salt Lake City, and she had a water leak. And Sonny actually called back in and said that make sure that Sonny from Florida, one of our last callers here, one of our charter members, he said, hey, have Amy check the heater core. If the heater core's leaking, he said, of course, there on the passenger side of the car, he had one leaking, didn't know where all his coolant was going, and finally raised up the carpet, Sonny said, there, and he said he had antifreeze there on the passenger floorboard. Thank you, Sonny. You're absolutely right. Thanks for helping out. That's how it's all. Two heads are better than one. I appreciate it, Sonny, helping Amy out in Salt Lake City. And Amy, too. What happens there with the heater core? The heater core, the coolant comes in the heater core, and that is hot. And there's a fan back there, and when you turn the fan on, it blows that air through that heater core, which is hot coolant, giving you hot air. Now, that heater core is in a plastic box down there underneath the glove box, and it's sealed. So, gosh, Amy, like Sonny pointed out, you could be putting that plastic box could hold up, which I've seen and been evidence of that, 2.5 gallons of coolant before it finally finds the top where the little butterfly flapper control is. And there's a hole right there, and it comes out the top finally. But another thing, too, is smell. Antifreeze is a sweet smelling. Yes, not like chocolate, but it's a sweet smelling smell, and that gives you a clue that you've got antifreeze on the inside. And also, I add this to Sonny's answer and help here with the heater core leak. Is it, Amy, when you do put the defroster on right now, you'll have a film on the inside of your windshield. That tells you that you got heater core, your heater core is leaking. Okay, let's get to this email. Looks like, yes, I can read it live on the air. Let's do it. A.W. Mark, great show. Thank you. My friend, A.W. Mark, great show. Thank you, my friend. You're welcome. Appreciate you being here. I've learned so much listening to you every week. Thanks for being here. Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Could you help us, wife and I, understand the best time to buy a car? We would like to sell or trade in our current vehicle, a 2004 Toyota Camry. Great car, but she has 180,000 miles on it now, and my wife is a little worried about the breakdown. When and how much? It might cost at that. What it might cost at that time is now not the time to buy or trade in, and when might be the right time to pull the gear shift on the sale. Mark, haha. Richard and let's see here. Richard and Mary in Kennewick, Washington. Well, Kennewick, Washington, hello and welcome. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in the Washington area. That would be shout-out to KFLD AM 870, Kennewick, Pasco, Richland, Washington. Good to have you folks along. Thank you, Richard and Mary. And you ended it by love the show. Well, thank you. That's a great paycheck. I appreciate that. It makes my hair stand up, both arms, and warm and fuzzy feeling. Richard, appreciate it. Well, you're right. The miles are getting pretty high there, so be careful there on the Toyota Camry. That is an awesome car, though, the 2004 Toyota Camry. It'll go forever. But if you're a little bit afraid because of the 180,000 miles on it, yes, it's not You know, yes, it is a good time to sell or trade in, Richard, but you'll get the best money right now, of course, because there's not too many. And you do have the best one that people want, to Toyota Camry. But hold on for a while. Come next year, literally, next year, the end of 2022, if you can hold on and keep that baby fixed, you'll do real well, because you're going to find some 2019s and some 2020s, literally, that have now been sitting for, you know, for a year plus, without computer chips in them. And once they get the computer chips in them, they'll be brand new cars, but they'll just be, you know, the only thing that's low miles and all, because they're new. They've just been sitting in fields waiting for the computer chip to come our way. Once the computer chips come, the manufacturers, Ford, you know, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, of course, Toyota, all of them will be putting the chips in, and you'll be seeing the 2019s, 2020s, and in the dealer parking lots and or even online to buy. You'll get a zero-mile car, maybe 5-6 miles on it there, Richard. So just hold tight. That Toyota Camry will hold up for you for a year, and maybe a year and a half, and you too will be able to get, you'll get Mary, your wife, a great great car for a really low price, because the manufacturers need to get them gone, the dealers need to get them gone, and that they want to sell you the brand new 2023. So there you go. And that's for everybody. Thanks, Richard and Mary, emailing me from Kennewick, Washington. Good to have you along. Appreciate that. Send me an address so I can get you some gifts sent out to you. Well, it looks like the garage door is starting to come down on the second hour. I look forward to seeing you. Don't worry, because I've got one more hour here, the third hour. That's, well, going to be the best hour of all of them. GCNLive.com. If your station does not take Auto World for the third hour, appreciate you being here. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thanks.